ਇਹ ਸਭ ਇਸ ਲਈ ਤਾਂ ਜੋ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਤੇਜ਼ੀ ਨਾਲ ਸੁਰੱਖਿਅਤ ਅਤੇ ਆਸਾਨੀ ਨਾਲ ਆਉਣ ਜਾਣ ਕਰ ਸਕੋ। ontario.ca/builds ਤੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਹੋਰ ਜਾਣੋ। ਇਸ ਦੀ ਅਦਾਇਗੀ ਓਨਟੇਰੀਓ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਕੀਤੀ ਗਈ ਹੈ।
ਮੁੱਦੇ ਲਾਖ ਬੁਰਾ ਚਾਹੇ ਤੋ ਕਿਆ ਹੋਤਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਵਹੀ ਹੋਤਾ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਮਨਜ਼ੂਰੇ ਖੁਦਾ ਹੋਤਾ ਹੈ। मॉर्निंग एवरीवन और नमस्ते नमस्कार सीताराम और अस्सलामु अलैकुम एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चॉइस एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस। जहाँ कहीं आप मौजूद हो अपने कामों से जरा सी मुहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए और ऐ बहारे बाग अरुणिया चंद रोज देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज और ऐ मुसाफिर पूछका सामान कर इस सलामे है बसीरा चंद रोज।
ਸੀਤਾਰਾਮ ਸਤਿ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ ਜੈ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾਤਾ ਸਾਈ ਰਾਮ ਅਸਲਾਮ ਅਲੈਕੁਮ ਗੁਡ ਆਫਟਰਨੂਨ ਐਵਰੀਬਾਡੀ ਗੁਡ ਆਫਟਰਨੂਨ ਇਨ ਡੀਡ ਆਈ ਡੋਜ਼ ਆਫ ਯੂ ਔਨ ਟੈਲੀਵਿਜ਼ਨ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਹੈਲੋ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਲਕਮ ਐਂਡ ਆਫ ਕੋਰਸ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਰ ਵਾਚਿੰਗ ਫੋਰ ਦ ਪਾਸਟ ਕਪਲ ਆਵਰਸ ਵੀ ਵਰ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਗਿੰਗ ਲਾਈਵ ਫਰੋਮ ਗਯਾਨਾ ਦ ਆਰਥਰ ਟ੍ਰੰਕ ਕਨਵੈਨਸ਼ਨ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਦ ਪੀਪਲਸ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰੈਸਿਵ ਪਾਰਟੀ 32nd Congress. And their team this year is strengthening the party, defend Guyana, unite our people for progress and prosperity. And boy, I tell you, what I've been seeing, and we'll talk a little bit about it later with His Excellency Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali and of course the Secretary of the Party. Two powerful speech and very, very exciting things that are happening in Guyana. And you know, they're firm on their conviction. It's going really well. Well, we have a nice program in store for you, and I want to say hello and welcome to Riyad Rahmat. Thank you, my brother. You know, Riyad is a chartered accountant, and he did a piece for us on Sunday last, telling us about the do's and don'ts. A little bit he got into it, but he's always keeping an eye out for everything. Thank you, my brother. Assalamu alaikum. Hey, don't forget, you could catch us right now on mycstv.com. Mycstv.com. We are live on radio and television. Beautiful piece of music, Toss. We keep the nice music coming, and let's go into another piece of sweet, sweet music. A beautiful Saturday, and of course, I'm wearing my spring colors. Hey, joining me a little bit later with the Cherish Hour, and of course, we are talking about Ravi B show today. Ravi B in concert. Welcome if you're just joining us. It's a beautiful day in Toronto, Canada. Spring has sprung, you think? Yeah, next thing later this evening, more spring showers anyway. Hey, listen to the sweet music. How many people singing along with this one? Don't forget, next week is Mother's Day. Just giving everybody a heads up in case I'll forget. And those of you who would like to get your Mother's Day greetings here, you can videotape, hold your phone horizontal, videotape a message, videotape mom in the kitchen, do whatever. Send it to me, maybe a minute or so. A nice greeting. Make sure it's, no shaking up and thing. And I'll be, send it to me on my WhatsApp, 416-832-7293. 416-832-7293. And we'll be able to share it for your mama on Mother's Day. And just in time for Mother's Day, a new store is opening in Brampton. It's 2720. North Park, unit number 42. We're telling you about that. It's the grand opening. File And remember the name, Pyle Jewelry. Pyle Jewelers. Listen, for the finest gold and so much more, we can tell you about a beautiful store. The grand opening with lots of sales coming on May 11th. And they're opening at 11 o'clock. That's the 2720 North Park Unit number 42. Hey, beautiful music. You really, really would appreciate that, right? Nice music. And we continue in here on the program. We have more to share with you. Of course, Ravi B and the Big Show. You know, someone was saying there's so many shows in town for the weekend. And but really, there's no shows. It's just one show. Well, I mean, what do you define a show to be? A show, like, you know, is when you have a show like Ravi B with a full cast and big song system, and you know, you come out there and see live performance and top-notch security and, you know, nice parking and nice people coming out. That, to me, is a show. Everything else that you have, like we have another one, that's a dinner and dance, if you ask me. Somebody coming to sing on track and have a nice dinner in a beautiful, posh environment. And, you know, that's a dinner and dance. I wouldn't consider that a show. So the big show, the only show, as far as I'm concerned, is the Ravi B. And, you know, he's doing the show. This is Ravi B's show. So he's not a promoter. And he is working it. He's coming to deliver something unique. And he's bringing some of his friends. So I think he'll be touching down about 3 o'clock, heading for song check right after. But my friend, she's a good friend of mine. I like to call her my little sister. Cherish R is in town. And, of course, she'll be joining me in a little bit. She should be here in a few minutes, so that's coming up. But right now, I wanted to share with you an item, and in loving memory of our dear sister, Indra Dindial Bansing. We here have been on television playing for years, entertaining her and our brother Bansing. This is the wife of Satnarayan Bansing, the founder of the Shiva Ganesh Mandir, and we lost her on Monday the 29th of April. She has been in the hospital for a while and having some complications with dialysis and other things. And, you know, those of you who know Indra would agree she was a sweetheart indeed. Whenever I visit, she'd always have to sit and chat to get me something to drink and eat and, you know, so hospitable. And she knows so much. She's from Kuva and a very prominent family. And she would give you so much history about the family and the people that we know in common. And always, everything when it comes to the Shiva Mandir, Ganesh Mandir, she would be on top of it as to which pandit should be coming and, you know, who did well and who didn't. And she have a great memory. A wonderful lady indeed. So those of you who like to bid her farewell and the final rites would be at the funeral home in Etobicoke, Lotus Funeral Home. And I just wanted to share with you, because it's only just got that from my friend Chanadi. Visitation and funeral arrangement for Dindyal Bansing. Visitation is on Sunday tomorrow, the 5th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at Lotus Funeral Home. And that at 121 Cityview Drive, Toronto. And the funeral will be, according to Hindu rites, would be on Monday, May 6th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Again, the funeral would be on Monday, May 6th, at Lotus Funeral Home from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the 6th at Lotus Funeral Home. We here join with members of the Shiva Ganesh Mandir and so many friends and family members. In fact, Anand Rampasad Singh and U97.5 asked me to convey his condolences also. So we join with Anand and extending to Brother Ban Singh and his family our sincere condolences indeed. We'd like to dedicate this next election, a beautiful one, done here by an angelic voice, Caitlin Sultan, who will be, by the way, performing later this evening. We'd like to welcome her and her family to Toronto. It's the first time, and of course, looking forward to see this little angel perform. But let's start off the program with this beautiful item, in loving memory of our dear sister, Indra Bansing.
गोपियन की मन
तज के सब
रहे मुझे
सुना सुना
RX Freight System Limited, a global leader in freight forwarding, providing trucking and warehousing services across Canada and the US of A. RX Freight System Limited provides air and ocean freight globally. To engage our services, please email us at info@farex.com.
So you own a business, have an event you want people to know about. You want to spread the word to as many people as possible that your product or service exists. Call AdWorks International. AdWorks is an advertising agency which utilizes professionals in radio, television, and print advertising to help you get your company's message across. Your ad will be noticed by more people more quickly. AdWorks from concept to completion will deliver an ad that works. AdWorks International. Call 416-832-7293.
When thinking of shipping a barrel, box, or sending money back home, think of the name you can trust. Think Lapakan. Lapakan has been serving our community for over 25 years, and a significant portion of every dollar spent at Lapakan goes to work in our community, here and back home. Together, we are making a difference. For your shipping and money transfer needs, call Lapakan, 416-292-4370. Lapakan, the name we can trust.
Sheikh Halal Farms, now open to the public at their warehouse location, only on Thursdays and Saturdays, 12 Steinway Boulevard, Etobicoke. Sheikh Halal Farms, 100% Zabia Halal.
For over 40 years, Charlie West Indian Food Mart has been serving our vibrant community across the GTA with quality and freshness from the Caribbean. Fruits, vegetables, fish, including all necessities and unique flavors from back home. Sue and Charlie want to say thank you for your wonderful friendship and support over the years. And looking forward to serving you at 3057 Hugh Ontario Street, Mississauga. Charlie's West Indian Food Mart, a family business proudly serving you and your family.
Calling all Trinbagonians abroad. Get ready for the 2024 Diaspora Homecoming. An opportunity to reconnect, rejuvenate, and immerse yourself in our beautiful culture and heritage as we celebrate your diaspora contributions to Trinidad and Tobago. Trinbago Diaspora Outreach this year serves up a suite of diverse, fun activities in the Southland from July 4th to 7th. Sightseeing tours, panyard visits, fetes, and our Diaspora Awards Dinner. Make new friends and share knowledge during our second biennial Diaspora Conference. Events packages start from only $300. Visit TrinbagoDiaspora.org. Book, pack, and fly. The 2024 Diaspora Homecoming is calling you.
Introducing famous astrologer and spiritual healer in Canada, Master Sairam. Master can read your past, present, and predict your future by reading your patra with the science of horoscope. Name, date of birth, and picture. Master Sairam helps in solving all problems permanently. He does Havan, Lakshmi Pujas, Vedic Pujas, and much more. Master Sairam is an expert in removing all kinds of evil and negativity, especially generational cases. Don't delay for the results you need now. Visit Master Sairam at 767 Markham Road in Scarborough.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Well, here we go. We are back. I wanted to say, you know, she's such a perfectionist. She's here on time. I want to say hello and welcome to my little sister, Cherish. Welcome to Shabnam Radio. Finally, you made it here in the studio.
Yes. Good afternoon to everyone. Sitaram, namaste, assalamualaikum. And it feels great to finally be in studio here at Shabnam Radio.
You know, she has been doing a lot of stuff for us. She worked with a couple radio stations over in Trinidad, and she's here. So, for the next few weeks, hopefully, we'd have her on television and sharing some stuff with us, okay? So Cherish is here, Cherish R is here, and I want to let you know, today we are going until, normally we go to 4, we're going to 5 o'clock today, okay? And I want to say his compliments, WTOR, Arifa Mustafa, she said, you know, Richard, I want you to play some nice music for your mom. And I see on time, let's see, hello and welcome. Hello.
Hello, Richard. Sitaram.
Jai Sitaram. And we have Pandit Rabindranath Tiwari of the Sankat Mochan Hanuman Mandir joining us today. Thanks for taking the time because you're right on time, actually. So let me give a little backdrop for those of you. Cherish is here, and you know that controversy with Ravi B. I was speaking to Pandit and a couple other pundits about it, and I just wanted to get official kind of take on it. There was a lot of bashing for Ravi regarding the mispronunciation of some of the words on the Hanuman Chalisa, of which he apologized. And my opinion is that if you're going to do a job, you should be able to prepare. You know, all the Hindi song he's singing, ye dil, ye dil. And he practiced, and I'm not sure how much he does it to the T. But the Hanuman Chalisa, he was asked to, I thought it was a day of chanting, which I really don't understand. How come they had a band performing if it was chanting? So there's a lot of things that we could talk about that. But Ravi B and this situation, a lot of people had their take on it. But I wanted to ask our esteemed pundit, what was his thought on it? And I know he's busy, so I would like to get him to dive right into it and give us your thoughts on the pronunciation of the Hanuman Chalisa, what you think about what Ravi did. Was it a huge mistake? Was it something that could have been avoided? And what we should have done, really, in something like this?
Thank you very much, Rishad. Justice I am to you and all your viewers. It's always a pleasure to be with you on Shabnam Radio. Richard, I listened to the clipping that was shared on social media, and I read all the comments. And we should really cut him some slack because he did his best. And I must say, I have also read his apology, and he did a very sincere apology. Now, let us be practical. These are Hindi songs. This is a singer. Honestly speaking, if you do not learn the language, you cannot pronounce it right. And everybody makes mistakes. Even more pundits, when they recite the Hanuman Chalisa, these prayers make mistakes as well. So we should cut him some slack. As I said, he honestly apologized, and of course he should learn from this experience, and if you're going to perform, you're going to sing a bhajan or any song, please be prepared. But again, people make mistakes, so we have to look at it both ways, from both sides of the coin. Let us be kind to him, let us be respectful to him, accept his apology, and let us move on from this controversy.
But I wanted to say, Pandit, I believe Ravi did that. He apologized, and I think that's behind him now. But I give us an opportunity to discuss more at length. Some of the persons might be listening, people who would be, there's some recording, and according to you, you cited that there are mispronunciation by pundits even. And some learned people, they still do. In fact, sometimes in Canada here, we were talking about certain individual that every week that comes on and it's mispronouncing a lot of the words. How we can address that?
Yes, you're so right, Richard. I'm a practical person, and every religion, people should be practical, and when something is not going right, we need to address it. And this is a beautiful forum, a unique forum where we can discuss some of the things that are going on, some of the malpractices in our religion, I should say. Many of our pundits, West Indian pundits, Guyanese and Trinidadian pundits, first and foremost, not because someone wears a dhoti and a kurta, put tikka on their forehead and they can sing two bhajans, they're a pundit. If a pundit knows to sing, first and foremost, there is no requirement, I shall repeat, and I hope all my West Indian brothers and sisters are listening, there is no requirement for a pundit to know to sing and play harmonium before he or she can spread the teachings of Sanatana Dharma. It's an asset to the pandit if he can sing and present the material, the chaupais and the bhajans, in a beautiful way. That's an asset to the pandit, but there is no requirement. What do we find in the West Indies, in Guyana and Trinidad now, these days? If you don't know how to play the harmonium and sing, All the words are wrong in the bhajan. Forget about the puja in Sanskrit. They're doing such a terrible job in pronouncing these mantras. Forget about the Sanskrit. They say Hanuman Chalisa and bhajan. Some of our pandits record Hanuman Chalisa selling CDs. Popular panditji who have a ton of followers. And as the saying goes, anyone who has a little bit of sight is king in blind man country. Because the masses do not know the difference of the words. The masses go and clap their hand, they enjoy the taal, the rhythm, and they enjoy the swar, the melody. But when it comes to the right words, nobody thinks about the words and the meaning. So that's the problem. Many of our pandits who recite the Hanuman Chalisa selling CDs continue to sing the wrong words. And if they're going to be critical, and if you're going to be critical on Ravi, then we have to be critical on these pandits. Our leadership, we should be more critical on them, because these are the ones who are spreading the teachings of Hinduism. And if our pandits are not prepared to do the right thing, what can we expect from average singh?
Now, people might say, well, why you think you are an authority to cite some of these mistakes? Because you went and studied. Tell us a little bit about your background as far as pronunciation and dialects.
First and foremost, when it comes to knowledge of the scripture, no one knows everything. I'm only a student, and my knowledge is not in my, a drop in the bucket of knowledge when it comes to Vedic and Hinduism, knowledge on Hinduism. Please remember, I was blessed. I had an opportunity to study in Rishikesh, and I studied Sanskrit, and I studied Hindi. So if the Panditji, Hindi and Sanskrit, they're like English, they're like French, they're like German, the language German, or any other language. If you do not study the language, you cannot know it. So not because the person is a pandit and wears a dhoti and kurta and does puja means the person knows Hindi and Sanskrit. No. Like every other language, you have to learn it. So I've spent many, before I went to India, all my courses were in Hindi. So become a pandit, one has to be trained properly. The pandit must know the Vedas. Singing is like not a requirement, as I've said, but the pandit must know to perform the Vedic rites, pronounce the right, the mantras in the right intonation. Because the Vedas, their oral tradition from thousands of years ago in the past, up to now we have maintained the same pronunciation, the same intonation, with the same way of chanting it for thousands of years. So the Panditji must be trained. And again, if the Panditji does not learn Hindi or Sanskrit, does not know the language, how do you expect this person, this Panditji, to recite the mantras or the prayers in the right way? So you have to learn it. I've spent many years of my life learning Sanskrit. As I said, I'm only a little student gaining knowledge. When it comes to pronunciation, I'm very particular. Anywhere I go for puja or mandir, or to when mantras are recited, I have some of the little boys that I'm training. They must be prepared in every which way to become a pandit, to go and serve in the community. But in the, here in Guyana, Trinidad, here, there's no proper way to teach these pandits then.
Okay.
Singing is the going thing.
It's the going thing. So, we play. I want to have to take a short break here and come right back. Please don't go. Hold the line. Pandit Rabindranath Tiwari, and we'll be right back with him. Play the commercial.
You want people to know about. You want to spread the word to as many people as possible that your product or service exists. Call AdWorks International. AdWorks is an advertising agency which utilizes professionals in radio, television, and print advertising to help you get your company's message across. Your ad will be noticed by more people more quickly. AdWorks from concept to completion will deliver an ad that works. AdWorks International. Call 416-832-7293.
TravelSpan is pleased to announce tours to Ayodhya, Varanasi, India, and Dubai. Plus Europe, Spain, Portugal, South Africa, Footsteps of Paul, and a Mediterranean cruise. TravelSpan Tours always has a guide to accompany you during the tour. You will always be with someone to ensure you have an enjoyable experience. Treat yourself, tour Ayodhya, Varanasi, and Allahabad, where the three sacred rivers of Ganga, Yamuna, and Saraswati meet. Plus North or South India. TravelSpan serving the communities for 30 years with many tours with many options. Call TravelSpan in New York at 212-243-0865, in Canada 647-557-6200, in Georgetown 227-1701, in Burbies 337-4287, or in Trinidad 645-1604. So call TravelSpan Vacations today.
Hey! The weekend breakfast platter is back at Roti Roti.
Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Come, choose from Basapshat, fried baked tada roti, or mix and match. Enjoy a cup of tea, coffee, or a cold glass of Morbi. Our breakfast menu includes fried plantain, roast baigan choka, saltfish and tomatoes, smoked herring, pumpkin, fried aloo, shatain, spinach, and chana and aloo. All for only $15, taxes included. Roti Roti, 979 Algian Road, 416-745-9208. Come and enjoy our weekend breakfast platter.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Vikash Canadian Superstore invites you to visit their specialized puja store. Remember, for all your puja needs, including murtis, religious pictures, leaves, fresh fruits and flowers, and everything you will need for vegetarian cooking. While there, check out their beautiful saris, jewelry, gift-giving items, and much more. Vikash Canadian Superstore, now open at 1147 Bellamy Road, Unit No. 1 in Scarborough. Call 647-368-8494 or drop by today.
It's back. Superstar's annual Father's Day dinner and concert. Saturday, June 15th at the Mirage Banquet Hall in Rexdale. Caribbean comedy, reggae rockers, and old school soca. Featuring comedians Kenneth Supersad, Fat Man George, Jean Paul, and Mark Trinidad. Live reggae performances by Lazo with a tribute to Bob Marley. Chester Miller, the voice of Dennis Brown. Oh, no. Reggae rockers by Drastic and Cheyenne Bailey. Soca performances by old school soca legend Crazy. And Toronto's most versatile band, Moses Revolution, featuring Cheyenne Bailey. Plus steel bands, soca dances, and music by DJ Bad Lad and DJ Star Force. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. This is a family event with kids under 5 free. Early bird tickets only $60 and includes food. Book your tables of 10 today at no extra charge and get appetizers on your table free. Call Nigel at 437-331-2387 for more info. Don't miss this one. You may regret it.
The icon of Cockney soca music returns to Toronto. Rappy B. Alongside the Karma Band. Rappy B and friends live in concert Saturday, May 4th inside the glamorous Dream Convention Center. Rappy B.
Something is happening on Sunday, May 5th at Twilight Family Restaurant and Bar, 55 Nugget Avenue in Scarborough. Connector Music presents Connector 32, A Musical Journey. Doors open at 3 p.m. Show starts at 4:30 p.m. Featuring Preacher, Randy B, The Band Impact, and more. Admission is $25. Tickets available at TicketGateway.com. Call Connector at 647-778-1866. Connector 32, Sunday, May 5th, Twilight Family Restaurant and Bar. Something is happening.
Dancing Guyana, I will put you down. Renowned as a dance, London, London, London. Everyone want to say hello. Cheryl, cherish out. We're just trying to sort out a little issue, and we will get back to you with that. Want to say hello and welcome again. Now, everybody not seen Cherish yet, because they've seen him but not hearing, so we're addressing that. But just singing along all these songs.
I think that's slightly part of the job, being able to soak in as many genres of music as possible and just playing, listening to music and remembering songs. I think the way to remember songs is to just listen to them over and over and over again. And I have a tendency of putting on a playlist and just letting the songs roll.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, yeah, that's why I know all these songs. I don't know them. If you tell me now to sing that song I was just a few seconds ago, I have no idea. It's subconscious.
Well, what we're going to do now is one feature, as we do every Saturday, the Hanuman Chalisa. And we ask Pandit Rabindranath to bear with us. And again, we'd like to dedicate this one to our dear sister Indra in her loving memory. As usual, here on 770 Shabnam Radio, we'd like to share with you the Hanuman Chalisa.
Shri Guru Charan Saroj Raj Nij Man Mukur Sudhari Baranau Rabhubar Bimal Jasu Jodayak Phal Chari Buddhihin Tanu Jani Ke Sumiro Pavan Kumar Bal Buddhi Vidya Dehu Mohi Harahu Kalesh Vikar Jai Hanuman Gyan Gun Sagar जय कपीस थिहु लोक उजागर राम दूत अतुलित बल धामा अंजनी पुत्र पवन सुत नामा महावीर विक्रम बजरंगी सुमति निवार के संगी कंचन बरन विराज सुबेसा कानन कुंडल कुंचित केसा हाथ वज्र ध्वजा विराजे जने उताजे शंकर सुवन केसरी नंदन तेज प्रताप महाजगवंदन विद्यावान गुणी अति चातुर राम काज करिबे को आतुर प्रभु चरित्र सुनिबे को रतिया राम लखन सीता मन बतिया सूक्ष्म रूप धरि सिहि दिखावा विकट रूप धरि लंक जरावा भीम रूप धरि असुर सहारे रामचंद्र के काज सवारे लाए सजीवन लखन जियाए श्री रघुवीर हरषि उर लाए रघुपति की ही बहुत बड़ाई तुम मम प्रिय भरत ही सम भाई सहस बदन तुम्हारो जस गावे अत कही श्रीपति कंठ लगावे सनकादिक ब्रह्मादि मुनीसा नारद शारद सहित सहिता जम कुबेर दिगपाल जाते कवि को विद कही सके काते तुम उपकार सुखी वही की हा राम मिलाए राज पद दीहा तुम्हारो मंत्र विभीषण माना लंकेश्वर भय सब जग जाना जुग सहस्त्र जो जन पर भानु लियो ताही मधुर फल जानु प्रभु मुद्रिका मेरी मुख माही जल दिलाही गए अचरज नाही दुर्गम काज जगत के देते सुगम अनुग्रह तुम्हारे देते राम द्वारे तुम रखवारे होत ना क्या बिनु पैसारे सब सुख लहे तुम्हारी सरना तुम रक्षक काहू को धरना आपन तेज समारो आपे तीनों लोक हाँकते कांपे भूत पिशाच निकट नहीं आवे महावीर जब नाम सुना है नासे रोग हरे सब पीरा जपत निरंतर हनुमत वीरा संकट से हनुमान छुड़ावे मन क्रम वचन ध्यान जोलावे सब पर राम तपस्वी राजा तिनके काज सकल तुम साजा और मनोरथ जो कोई लावे सोई अमित जीवन फल पावे चारों जुग पर ताप तुम्हारा है पर सिद्ध जगत उजियारा साधु संत के तुम रखवारे असुर निकंदन राम दुलारे कष्ट से भी ना निधि के दाता हस भर दीन जान की माता राम रसायन तुम्हारे पासा सदा रहो रघुपति के दाता तुम्हारे भजन राम को पावे जन्म जन्म के दुख बिसरावे अंतकाल रघुबर पुर जाई जहाँ जन्म हरि भक्त कहाई और देवता चित्त न धरई हनुमत से सर्व सुख संकट कटे मिटे सब पीरा जो सुमिरे हनुमत बलबीरा जय 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 हनुमान गोसाई कृपा करहु गुरुदेव की नाई जो सत बार पाठ कर कोई छूट ही बंदी महा सुख होई जो यह पढ़े हनुमान चालीसा होए सिद्धि साखी गौरीसा तुलसीदास सदा हरि चेरा की जय नाथ हृदय महडेरा की जय नाथ हृदय महडेरा
पवन दया संकट हरण
The Hanuman Chalisa And I am privileged to have on the telephone with me by the name of his temple the Sankat Mochan Hanuman Mandir and he is a devotee of Lord Hanuman and continuer. He is a teacher, a pundit that teach his audience, his congregation, his devotees about Sri Hanumanji. And I, you know, Pandit and I were talking and he said, you know, how long we've been, you knew each other. And it's been a while. And one of the things I remember coming back after our first visit to the temple of Sankat Mochan was the way Pandit conducted his service. He said, and he was doing some stuff during the week. And he 7 o'clock, he hand out some lessons and 7 o'clock he sat. Now, he would conduct his service, but he would like to teach. And he had printed material and he would tell him, start 7. When he was done, he would tell him, don't ask me to go to Hanuman, the altar. It's your temple. Go. And he started something which I pointed out and I asked him. Everyone was talking to each other and he encouraged people to greet each other, talk to each other, hug each other, you know, go to the altar together. And these are the things that I've noticed and I loved about him. And since then, I respect him and I listen to him. So if I have a doubt or a question, I would speak to him. Panditji, on the phone off air, we were talking about a lesson about Valmiki. You would like to repeat that and share that story with our listeners?
Thank you for the service you're providing within our community. We really appreciate everything you're doing. And as you said, we were talking about concerning the Hanuman Chalisa and wrong word with the gentleman Rafi. I don't know him. I just read about the controversy on social media, and we talked about that. Valmiki Ji, who is the author of the original Ramayana in Sanskrit, he was a highway robber. He used to go and rob the saints and sages when they went on pilgrimage, would steal all of their stuff and sell it. One day he met a great sage, Narad Muni. And Narad Muni told him, instead of stealing and you know, creating so much a problem within the community of the saints, why not go and ask your family if they will share the sin that you're committing? Muni said, I'm waiting here. Just go and ask your family. You're stealing and you're providing for them. Ask them if they would share the sin that you're committing, if they will help you to spend that papa, to go through those difficult experiences. He went home and asked his family, and they all said, no, you have to provide for us, and this is your papa, this is your sin, you have to deal with it. So he came back and told Narad Muni. He was quite disappointed when Narad Muni enlightened him, go and chant the name Ram. This name Ram would remove all your papas, all your pain and suffering. He listened to the name Ram, but somehow he couldn't pronounce the name Ram. Instead of saying Ram, he said Mara. Mara means to kill. But he recited the name with so much faith and devotion. His heart was welling up with love. Tears would come to his eyes when he chanted the name Ram for years and years and years. And while he was doing tapasya, the ants built a nest over him. And ants or worms, they're called Valmik in Sanskrit. So they give him the name after he finishes tapasya, Valmiki. This saint that was covered with the nest of ants while he was doing tapasya. That's how he got the name Valmiki. And he was blessed with his darshan. He even saw Sri Ram in his physical eyes. So if he chanted the name the wrong way, with faith and devotion,